USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a disappointing job creation number in the government's job report for May, the June report is meeting expectations with about 224,000 jobs created.
Economists had predicted only 165,000 jobs would be created. Cody Parkinson is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Unemployment rate was little changed at 3.7%. Notable job gains occurred in professional and business services and in transportation and warehousing.
I'm John Clemens.
The Department of Justice has a 2 p.m. Eastern deadline today to explain to a judge how the Trump administration will proceed with trying to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. That after the DOJ had said it was giving up the quest to do so after a Supreme Court ruling against it. But the president has since tweeted that he's not giving up the fight to include the question. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Well, the ground just keeps on shaking, it seems, in Southern California. A magnitude 5.4 aftershock hitting just after 4 a.m. local time today near the town of Ridgecrest, right near the center of the powerful 6.4 magnitude quake that rattled that area yesterday. The strongest earthquake to hit the region in about two decades. Luckily, it didn't do any major damage and only caused some minor injuries. Thousands attended President Trump's salute to America yesterday as he gave a speech at the Lincoln Memorial and called Independence Day an occasion to come together as one nation to celebrate America's history. He's hoping the speech will spark some enlistment in the U.S. military. A helicopter crash claiming the lives of seven people, including a West Virginia coal billionaire, Chris Klein, and his daughter. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are stirring some controversy, having a private christening for new baby Archie. Britain's Duke and Duchess of Sussex arranging the private ceremony for tomorrow to be led by the Archbishop of Canterbury at a chapel inside Windsor Castle, and the media is not invited. In recent years, cameras have allowed or been allowed to photograph the arrivals at royal baptisms in Britain. Residents of Bedminster, New Jersey, preparing for potential presidential gridlock today as President Trump will be staying at his Bedminster golf course for the remainder of the holiday weekend. It's the first time he's visiting his club so far this year. The president expected to return to Washington then late on Sunday afternoon. The man accusing actor Kevin Spacey of sexual assaults abruptly dropped his lawsuit against the actor. The lawyer for the man releasing a copy of the Massachusetts court document stating that his client is voluntarily dropping it. He had only filed it 8 days ago. No reason's been given. Spacey is still facing criminal charges for the incident that allegedly took place in a Nantucket bar back in 2016. Spacey's pleaded not guilty. Alelia Murphy is being honored today with a party because she's a New York City woman believed to be the oldest American. She's celebrating today her 114th birthday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.